That was The Clash with Lovers Rock. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is the Astro Hour. It's a beautiful Thursday morning at 11 a.m. My name is Zach Going, and welcome to the show. It is May 4th. May the 4th be with you. I don't know when that started being a day to celebrate Star Wars, but I like it a lot. Hold on. Let me make sure that backing track. I'm still getting used to the backing track, so here we go. Here we go. It's nice and low. This is Carousel by Blink-182, by the way. Famous things that happened today. In my opinion, the death of music happened, which is the first Grammy Awards. Wow, that is a terrible backtrack. I tried. The first ever Grammy Awards were held. I could rant about the Grammy Awards for hours on end, but I won't. Just suffice to say that they're awful. The most subjective award show out there. I'd say movies, TV, are even less subjective than music. You can have good movies, you can have good TV, you can have bad movies, bad movies, you can have bad TV. But music, it's just so, so, so subjective. And there's so much of it. You know, there's so much of it that's just never going to get noticed. You know, that really the only things that get rewarded are the things that sell really well. So I hate the Grammy Awards. So Grammy Awards, not happy birthday to you. What else? Did we have like a birthday or something? Oh, well, my birthday was 3 days ago. Ha, it's so happy birthday to me. I love my birthday. I go back and forth between like loving my birthday and not wanting people to celebrate it. Anyone else? Anyone else important? I'm just on Wikipedia at this point. Anyone cool? I should have scouted this out beforehand. I got up half an hour ago. I usually have an 8 a.m. class on Thursdays, and now I don't. Oh, amazing. 1979, Lance Bass of NSYNC himself. Lance Bass was the one that wanted to go to space, right? That's perfect. I think he's the one that wanted to go to... Yes! Yes, Bass was certified by both NASA and the Russian space program, Roscosmos, after several months of cosmonaut training, and planned to join the TMA-1 mission to the International Space Station. However, after his financial sponsors backed out, Bass was denied a seat on the mission. That makes sense, because that's like $30 million. So, that's probably right, you know, he probably hit it right as NSYNC started to tank, you know, right as Justin started his solo career. So, Lance Bass, you can blame Justin Timberlake for not going to space. All right, we got some great music coming at you. I realized the other day that I don't play enough Beatles on this show, because the Beatles are everyone's de facto favorite band. So I'm going to do a little bit of Beatles right now. We've also got Double Clash today. You already heard the first one. We got another one coming up. Double New Order coming up. And a lot more. It's just going to be a great show. I haven't totally finished making it. Here we go with... I don't want to say my favorite Beatles song, but definitely up there. Here we go.
Show me her room, isn't it good? Norwegian wood. never cool in school. I'm sure you don't remember me. And now it's been 10 years. I'm still wondering who to be. And I'd love to mix in circles, cliques, and social coteries. That's me. Hand me my nose ring.
Can we be happy?
Show me the mosh pit.
Can we be happy?
Yeah.
we're learning about Lance Bass a lot today, or at least I am. And I feel free. Mics are stupid. There we go. That was Bizarre Love Triangle by New Order. Before that was Ben Folds 5 with Underground. Before that was Blondie with Fan Mail. And before that was The Beatles with Norwegian Wood. And of course, behind that right now is playing 8 Days a Week. Great song. I would say it's actually my favorite Beatles song. I feel comfortable saying that with 8 Days a Week. Actually, we're going to finish listening to this. I'm not going to talk. To stop doing lyrical backing tracks because I just get so distracted by those songs and they're too good to not play. So wait, here's one right now. Can we hear it? There we go. That is Yoda in the Force from The Empire Strikes Back. It's amazing. It's one of my favorite pieces of music from Star Wars in general. It is Star Wars Day, folks. It's also a great day to see Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, which comes out tomorrow. That's obviously we're not sponsored by Disney. Do I even need to say that? But I really want to see it just because I love space and music and Marvel stuff. So it's kind of a perfect amalgamation of all those, you know. But today's not about that. Today's about Star Wars, although I don't really have anything to talk about Star Wars-wise. Can't wait for the next one. I think all these movies are great. I think they should stop after 9. I don't know. I feel like my opinions are just kind of the same as everyone else's. The prequels were terrible. Oh, boy. Oh, but isn't this amazing? I swear to God, I wouldn't say the majority of my religious thought, but a decent amount of my religious thought comes from all of the Dagobah scenes and The Empire Strikes Back, you know? Which is why the prequels are sacrilegious. What was it I was reading about the other day? The Star Wars theme park that they're opening up in Disney World... It's going to be an addition to the... I think it's an addition to the Magic Kingdom in Disney World. And then in Disneyland, it is just an addition to Disneyland Park. Is going to keep track of your actions throughout the park. It's going to be like a choose-your-own-adventure type deal. So in certain rides, you'll be faced with choices that are either enigmatic of the light side or dark side. And using the RFID bands that they keep on all of their patrons now, this isn't creepy at all, they'll keep track of what you've done. So depending on what you've done, the park or the interactive features of the park will interact with you differently. So like a bounty hunter might start chasing you, for example. Or like probably more realistic, like a droid might like come up to you and like beep or something. Whereas like if you did something bad in a ride, like something bad might happen. I don't know. Like they said, all they've said is it's going to be weirdly interactive like that and remember who you are, which is probably the coolest thing I've ever heard. This is why I love Disney World, friends. All right. Oh, with that sound, the only other way I can think of celebrating Star Wars today is with a song that I'm not exactly a huge fan of. And my mother definitely isn't going to be a fan of this because it involves Weird Al. But here is one of Weird Al's Star Wars songs. Not the obvious one. The obvious one would be Yoda. Of course, the satire of Lola by the Kinks. We're not playing that one today. We are playing another one. And once this music settles down, I'm going to play it. Oh, and there we go.
A long, long time ago, in a galaxy far away, Naboo was under an attack. And I thought me and Qui-Gon Jinn could talk the Federation into maybe cutting them a little slack. Their response, it didn't thrill us. They locked the doors and tried to kill us. We escaped from that gas, then met Jar Jar and Boss Nass. We took a bongo from the scene and we went to feed to see the Queen. We all wound up on Tatooine. That's where we found this boy. Oh my, my, this here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later, now he's just a small fry. And he left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Did you know this junkyard slave isn't even old enough to shave? But he can use the force, they say. Do you see him hitting on the queen? Though he's just 9 and she's 14. Yeah, he's probably gonna marry her someday. Well, I know he built C-3PO, and I've heard how fast his pod can go. And we were broke, it's true. I frankly would have liked to stay. We all fought in that epic war, and it wasn't long at all before little Hotshot flew his plane and saved the day. And in the end, some Gungans died, some ships blew up and some pilots fried, a lot of folks were croaking, the battle droids were broken, and the Jedi I admire most met up with Darth Maul and now he's toast. Well, I'm still here and he's a ghost. I guess I'll train this boy. And I was singing, my, my, this here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later, now he's just a small fry. And he left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying, soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. We were singing, my, my, this here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later, now he's just a small fry. He left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying, soon I'm gonna be a Jedi.
That was Weird Al Yankovic with The Saga Begins. It occurs to me that before then I was just talking about how much I hate the prequels, and that is a song completely dedicated to retelling the first of the Star Wars prequel movies. That's probably not the best thing to do. I would argue, though, that that tells the story arguably 10 times better than the movie does. It is an awful, awful movie. I remember loving it when I was a kid, and then when they re-released it on 3D, or in 3D, I went and saw it. Oh, I don't even remember when that was. It might have been 2009, so maybe I was in 7th grade, because that makes sense, because that was 10 years after. And falling asleep, and I was like, why am I falling asleep? And then I was like, oh, because this is bad. This is just an awful movie. I hope I'm not, offending anyone when I say that, but if I am, you have terrible taste. This is Han Solo and the Princess, also off of Empire Strikes Back. Great music from Empire Strikes Back, in my opinion, and this theme really just sticks with you. Ugh, man, I should stop. This is the problem with using backtracks, is I love all these songs that are playing. In honor of Star Wars Day, we're just going to keep listening to this, and then I'll do the PSA afterwards. How about that? I'll be right back. That was Han Solo and the Princess. And The Empire Strikes Back. Amazing, amazing tune. John Williams has never lost it. Here's a PSA. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let it a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.com/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. That is my favorite PSA. And I break it out rarely. But it's my second to last episode of the semester, and then I'm just going to keep going. So I thought it was important to break out my favorite PSA. Thank you so much for listening. I told you today it was going to be a double clash, double new order type of day, and I'm going to make good on my promises right now.
told her I wanna keep my place in the old world and keep my place in the arcane, cause I still have parents and I still love the old world. Alright, I say old world, I say old world, I say see the 50s apartment house, bleak in the morning sun, but I still love the 50s, and I still love the old world. I wanna keep my place in the old world, I keep my place in the arcane, cause I still have parents, and I still love the old. Sun, but I still love the 50s, and I still love the old world. I wanna keep my place in this old world, keep my place in the arcane knowledge, and still love the 50s, and I still love the old world. Alright, now we say bye bye, old world.
She took him too far away. wish I could tell you just what my three women do. Yeah, I wish I could tell you just what my three women do. But if I open my mouth, well, that'll be three women that I lose. Yeah. Now I know what you're thinking, what gives me the right? Yeah, I know what you're thinking, what gives you the right? Well, these women must be getting something, cause they come and see me every.
That is Jack White with Three Women, the opening track off of Lazaretto, his second solo album. Before that was Old World by John of the Richmond and the Modern Lovers. Before that was Ceremony by New Order, which is originally a Joy Division song, but whatever. And Guns on the Roof by The Clash was before that. I've been joined by my friend Ilya. Say hi, Ilya.
Hello, everyone.
That was so clear. You're so much better than this already than me.
Well, I'm only here for the outro, so...
That's true. Well, you got here right after I started up that set, so...
Which was a very good set.
Oh, thank you.
The music was great choices, Zach.
Thank you. I felt like it didn't meld as much. I don't think I'm going to play New Order again on the show. My father's probably celebrating. But it just doesn't work that well with my sound, you know?
Does your father listen to every single one of your...
My parents listen quite a bit.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it is Father's Day.
No, it's not.
It's Star Wars Day.
It's Star Wars Day. What's your opinion on Star Wars, Ilya?
Well, you are my father.
I don't think I'm your father.
I think you are.
I'm Star pretty Wars sure I'm
is
not.
Actually
I really hope
one
I'm
of
not.
My favorite movies. I really like how they, like, just had Darth Maul and then took him out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, the prequels are terrible, so.
The prequels are terrible. Except for the third one was pretty good.
I'm not a huge fan.
Imagine all the suspense though for people watching it for the first time.
I mean, I had suspense when I watched it for the first time, and I was like, eh.
But you knew the outcome, right?
Yeah.
You see, like if you didn't know the
like
outcome,
little kids, I guess. Yeah. Anyone who, that being said, like if I were to have children, I would show them the original ones first. Because the original ones are just so much better.
4, 5, and 6?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's how you're supposed to do. You're supposed to watch 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3. That's what makes it so great. When my parents were watching it, they, like, died. They were astounded by the drop, the...
In episode 5.
Yeah, no, in episode 3.
What do you mean?
Like, they loved the ending of the 6 movies together.
Okay, that's fair. I'm just like, eh... All right. I think our opinion is just going to be...
Well, I like it.
Should have come up with some talking points. Yeah. No, I mean, I think it's fine. It's better than the other two. I'll tell you that much. It's better than the other two. And I think I was saying this earlier. The stories are fine. They just make terrible movies. Like, I don't even think the stories are bad. I just think it's, like, awful movies.
Well, yeah. I'm just waiting for you to take off your mask. But until then, I guess I'll have to be... I can't say that word.
Ilya's a poet, by the way, for those of you wondering.
I'll have to be a... What's that when you don't have a father?
Orphan.
An orphan, that's the right word. Yeah.
Here, so, in honor of Guardians of the Galaxy...
Which is another great movie.
Great movie, but Volume 2 is coming out tomorrow, and I'm seeing it tonight. Here's a song from Guardians of the Galaxy. You've been listening to the Astro Hour. This is WMFO in Medford, 91.5.
Adios,
FM.
Everyone.
Bye-bye. Listen next week, 11 a.m. Bye-bye. Here's Hooked on a Feeling.
Ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. The good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on.